Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
And Stephen Thrill-Hill, could you please everyone now Profile This is played.
I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Andrew. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola, guys. How you guys doing?
Hola. We are doing well, Andrew. Thank you for asking. Andrew, do you understand how this here game is played?
Yes, sir, I do.
Fantastic. You have your choice of one of three categories today. We have the wonderful world of drugs. We have hit me with your best shot, where you guess the unconventional weapon that someone chose to use as a weapon. And finally, animalize this, where you guess the animal responsible for causing the problem.
I think I'll go with hit me with your best shot.
An investigation has led to the arrest of a Bluefield woman involved in a domestic dispute during which various objects were thrown at the victim. According to reports, at approximately 12:06 p.m., authorities responded to a residence in reference to a domestic disturbance. Authorities were informed that the call came from the mother, who stated that her daughter had attacked her and that the two continued screaming at one another. Now, once authorities arrived at the residence, a deputy spoke with the mother, that would be Rebecca Bergen, who exhibited a visible red mark on her neck and a swollen knot on the left side of her head. Bergen advised that her daughter was in a bedroom down the hall. Speaking with the daughter, that would be Rhiannon Pulley, she was in the bedroom with her child, and the officer was advised by Pulley that there was indeed an altercation, but she had not started it. She said that her mother started to pull her hair, the child began to scream, at which point she began hitting Bergen to get to the child. Now, photographs of Bergen, that's the mother, photograph of the mother's injuries were obtained by Sergeant Ellison, along with a video statement explaining that the mother had been at her desk at which she works from home. It said that her daughter had knocked all the items off of the desk and that the mother continued to work in spite of the interference. It was then stated that the daughter threw an object at her mother, which struck her as she continued attempting to work. The daughter is then said to have thrown a cup at Bergen, which missed, but began to leak liquid into the electronics at the workstation. Mother said she cleaned the electronics, sat back down at the desk, at which time her daughter struck her on the left side of her face with a closed fist. Mother said that she was in fear for her safety, and the two began pulling at each other's hair. Now, the daughter further stated that she attempted to choke her mom during the exchange, but she never lost consciousness. Now, no visible marks or injuries were observed on the daughter, and based on the evidence at the scene, authorities placed the daughter under arrest for domestic assault and domestic battery. Now, the question is, in addition to the hair pulling and the fist being thrown and the thrown cup, what else was thrown that made contact and left a mark? Was it a chicken nugget? Was it a stapler? Was it a soda bottle or was it a plate? So chicken nugget, stapler, soda bottle, or plate. What did the daughter hit her mom in the face with?
What? Can you say what kind of marks were on her cheek and neck again?
They said that she had a knot on the left side of her head and that there was a red mark on her neck.
Well, you mentioned that there was a computer desk or something, a workstation.
Yeah.
So my gut instincts would be stapler, but what do you guys think?
I don't think that's wrong because she cleared the desk. She already threw something with liquid, so I don't believe it's a soda bottle. And a stapler, so she's either having food with a plate and a soda. She already threw the soda, so it's hard enough. It's got to be a plate or a stapler. I'll say plate. What the hell?
See, I think she threw the cup and then reached down and threw the soda bottle.
So you're going to go soda bottle.
Correct.
All right, Andrew, what are you thinking?
I think I'll go with plate.
You're going to go plate as well? Plate. Okay. Right. What did she hit her mom with? A chicken nugget, a stapler, a soda bottle, or a plate? We'll find out next.
That was a tease.
You are listening to The Men's Room.
99.9 KISW. The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill.
Categories, hit me with your best shot on profile this. We got a woman in West Virginia. She was arrested after she kind of attacked her mother and got into it. Her mom was trying to, seems, remain calm. She was working at her desk, and the daughter, along with her younger child there, was... They were losing their mind, so they attacked mom.
We don't know what it was about, right. But yeah.
Either way, multiple objects were thrown, but one thing was thrown, and it hit her in the head and messed her up pretty bad. So question is, did she throw a chicken nugget at her mom, a stapler, a soda bottle, or a plate?
And Andrew, that is the very question that we posed to you. Let us start with E.T.N. Smith. You went with the old soda bottle.
Soda bottle.
You said she threw the plate, looked down, she saw her soda bottle, threw it. Makes sense.
But she already threw the cup.
Whoa, that was loud. But no, that is not the answer. And Andrew, you ended up agreeing with Miles, and you went with a plate, right? Did leave a knot on her mom's head, etc.
No.
It was not a plate. You ready for this? It was a freaking chicken nugget.
No way.
And that left a bruise on
it? They said they found a knot on mom's forehead. I don't know. That girl, maybe she did softball when she was in college or something, but yeah, hit her mom with a chicken nugget.
Jeez.
That's crazy.
That's, yeah, let the
maybe wound. It was still frozen.
You know what? That's very possible.
Now for all TV news all the time, time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box,
I'm again.
The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
All right, your choices today. You have Tomlinson.
Taylor Tomlinson.
Stephen Colbert. Seth Meyers. The Jimmys.
Kimmel Fallon.
Ted Smith.
Is it Ted or is it late night?
It's right there. The title always has to have teams of talented writers help them come up with their monologues each and every night. It is up to you to determine, is this an actual late night joke and from whom? Or could it be a V. Ted Smith original?
A Republican state senator in Missouri filed a Republican state senator in Missouri filed a proposal to bring back duels. Look, we all love Hamilton, but this is just a step too far.
That's Fallon.
Yeah, Fallon.
Smith.
Damn it.
It's the last duel in the states, Mike.
Yeah. Was that the last one?
Yeah, Hamilton and Burr.
Yeah. Burr.
I'm sure there was some out west.
Right, unsanctioned.
Super Bowl is just a few days away, and people are getting really excited. Maybe too excited. A new poll found that a record 68 million Americans will be making some kind of bet on the big game, which is tough for me because I already bet it wouldn't go over 60 million.
Fallon.
Come on.
Fallon.
The Super Bowl is just a few days away, and people are getting really excited, maybe too excited. A new poll found that a record 68 million Americans will be making some kind of bet on the big game. Mm. Yeah, which is tough for me because I already bet it wouldn't go over 60 million. So...
Filmmaker Martin Scorsese is set to premiere his first Super Bowl commercial ahead of Sunday's game, which will push back kickoff by more than 3 hours.
Seth Meyers.
Yeah, it's Seth.
Filmmaker Martin Scorsese is set to premiere his first Super Bowl commercial ahead of Sunday's game, which will push back the kickoff by more than 3 hours.
Irishman was a long movie.
Oh, his last one was the Flower Moon, Killers of the Flower Moon, whatever.
Oh, I didn't watch that one.
I didn't watch it, but it's another thing. They're like, you need 3 hours.
Wait. Pizza Hut is offering a so-called goodbye pie, which they have delivered to soon-to-be ex. I feel like that could go a lot of different ways for the delivery guy. I didn't get any tips, but I have two black eyes and a new girlfriend.
Found. Yeah, found.
Myers.
Pizza Hut is offering a so-called goodbye pie, which they can have delivered to their soon-to-be ex. I don't know. I feel like that could go a lot of different ways for the delivery guy. I didn't get any tips, but I got punched twice, and I have a new girlfriend.
Then also, I feel like that pie, that pizza's going to end up in the trash.
Yeah. Actually, it depends what you get.
Look, hey, man, it's over. I'm taking the pizza.
It depends. If you're breaking up with me, you sent me a veggie pizza.
I think all of us in here would eat it. I'm saying if I sent that to a chick after we just broke up, I think it's ended
then,
up in
ladies,
the trash.
Well, then, ladies, do that.
I think it ends up outside of my window.
Ladies only.
Yeah.
The Kremlin confirmed that Tucker Carlson has interviewed Vladimir Putin. You could tell the interview went over great because Tucker is still alive.
Colbert.
Yeah.
Fallon.
The Kremlin confirmed that Tucker Carlson has interviewed Vladimir Putin. You can tell the interview went over well because Tucker is still alive.
I would have, you know, we were talking about sports gambling and one of those jokes, and there's a lot of people gambling.
Absolutely.
And I know there's other states like us, but it does, like, Washington has a ban on, like, using the apps or whatever.
Yeah.
And it kind of sucks because you go to other states and it's like, I mean, not a ton of money, but I know a ton of people that just put like $10 on a game.
Right, you just want to make a bet so you have a horse in the race, right? If neither of these are your team.
Especially on like a Saturday or Sunday. I don't know. You're just being late. And like, look, I watch enough random sports as it is. But sometimes I'll get texts from friends that are just like, hey, man, I'm randomly watching Arsenal. Like, I'm about to watch Arsenal. Are they going to win this one?
Wasn't there a story like somebody who, like, East Coast drove across state lines and they were in a parking lot and there was like a suspicious activity call? And when
there's photos of like, I don't know if it's Ohio, it might be Ohio and Kentucky. And it's like people literally cross the state line and just park on this exit ramp.
Correct. And make their bets and then they go back.
Yeah.
I would argue if your state has a lottery, do not act like you care about gambling.
Well, look, I mean,
and we have casinos, for Christ's sake.
Correct. Like, but if you live in Vancouver, Washington, I mean, literally, you just drive across the bridge there in Portland, and all of a sudden, you can use your online app.
So yes, stupid. And you can drink a beer in a strip club. Crazy, crazy.
There is a lot of gambling. Some of the gambling stuff, too. I'm trying to remember if I have that one in here. Some of the gambling things, too, are just people doing football squares.
Sure.
Which I've always enjoyed. Football.
But, you know, it's also random.
What's that?
Yeah.
Well, you pick your square, but I mean, for the most part.
That's the difference. Either you pick your squares or you don't. So it's kind of hard to get people in the end, but you don't mark out the squares. You know what I mean? But that's always a fun one. And then there's also a lot of people that just go with an old school bookie.
Yep. They're still there, man.
Yep.
Yeah. I don't know if
I'd rather pay the app than have to owe someone money who could beat me with a baseball bat. App can't do that.
Well,
because you got to pay in advance. I can't owe you money.
I want to be an app henchman. Yeah, you downloaded the app and... Like,
I can't make the bet unless I have it in the
But
pocket.
I mean, that's the beauty of the bookie, too.
Well, depending on
you can just call it
you
in. You're right. Casinos, apps, you got to pay ahead of time and then you can get your winnings. But I'm saying, like, that's it. Like, look, I wouldn't use a bookie. I'm not a big gambler. But, like, that's kind of the advantage of doing something illegal. It's like, I don't have to pay him right now. Mm-hmm. I'm just laying down the bet. Now you got to pay him tomorrow.
You understand the risk involved. And in Washington, we'd rather you do that.
Those people, they know what they're doing.
All right. Super Bowl performance is always a giant thing at Super Bowl. And I mean, look, there's been some great ones, some epic ones. I think I did not know this probably till 2 or 3 years ago. The people doing the Super Bowl performance do not get paid.
No, it is free.
Oftentimes, they will have to shell out money if they want a bigger production and this and that. But also, generally, that person's going to go on tour. That will sell out quickly
or have an
afterwards.
Album, anything, right?
Their downloads go up the next day.
Albums dropping. Right. So, I mean, it helps.
And also,
a ton.
They don't bring broke people in. The new originals will not be doing a halftime show. You know, like, we don't have the cash. That'd be something.
So basically, this is a new poll. They just came out and they were just saying, hey, who do you think has been like the last 8 years? What was the best Super Bowl show? So keep in mind, in the last 8 years, you've had Eminem, Snoop Dogg, Jennifer Lopez.
Is Bruno Mars the last 8 years?
He is not.
So. Okay. Really?
Timberlake, wow. Maroon 5, Weeknd, Lady Gaga, Coldplay.
Weeknd wasn't bad when he got trapped in that corridor.
All right, so he came in sixth. Actually, the worst one was Timberlake. And I will say, Timberlake gets a lot of praise for his music and everything. He got pretty much just panned across the board for Super Bowl performance.
He should have.
Yeah.
Based on the first time he showed up.
That first time was great. Yeah, I don't remember his last one.
Next on the list was Maroon 5 with Travis Scott and Big Boy.
I vaguely remember that. Look, it's not that they did bad. It just wasn't interesting. You're kind of like, okay, they're there, and they're doing their stuff. And like I said, it sounds fine. But when you do a performance, you expect a little more. And it was just kind of like, eh.
And I like the mixing of genres and stuff. Sure. But like, I don't know. Maroon 5 and then Travis Scott.
Hey, next year when it's Metallica and the Wiggles, I'm telling you, that's going to blow it up.
I think it should dictate the city, Ted. So like with Vegas.
Oh, wait, the cities that are playing or the city that's hosting?
The city that's hosting. So
if they can, they try to line it up that way.
When the Seahawks played the Steelers in Detroit, it was a Motown celebration.
Sure.
Right, so
with Vegas, you have Cirque du Soleil. You could do so much other stuff with a roof stadium where you drop people. You could put on a performance and then still have music.
I don't know if you want to do Cirque du Soleil at the Super Bowl.
But what I mean is you have the capacity to do it based on the fact that there's a roof.
You could, but it's Vegas.
Right, because you
could have Wayne Newton there
as much as you could have U2, right? I mean, it's
right. I don't want to see an Elvis in person.
I don't want to see U2.
After the last 8 years of this poll, The Weeknd came in sixth. Fifth was Coldplay with Beyonce and Bruno Mars. Lady Gaga. I kind of forgot this one in 2020 because it was Jennifer Lopez, Shakira. Oh, that's right. When they were together, that was top notch.
Yeah. And I couldn't tell you a song they played, brother. Yeah.
Bad Bunny. Then number two in the last 8 years was Rihanna. And then number one, I think, with 2022, that was Eminem, Snoop Dogg, Dr. Dre, Kendrick Lamar, and Mary J. Blige.
I thought that was a cool one.
And that one was in L.A., so it was good to have Snoop and Dre there. And a lot of people probably forget, but like Eminem started out with Dr. Dre on his label and this and that. So that kind of was the good West Coast connection with all that. So,
and you wanted to see if something was going to happen. Right, because most of the artists they get, and I understand why, pretty vanilla. Usher, you can like him, you cannot like him, but as a just kind of vanilla. When you brought those cats out, Eminem and Drake, like, it could go any direction they want, and you know they don't care. They were very professional, just did what they had to do, but I'm like, I like when the NFL is to be like, oh, man. Like, they don't care. They can do anything they want to do, and they're not going to care.
Let's see, Madden NFL video game. Every year they do a simulation on that to see who would win the Super Bowl. This year it said the Chiefs would beat the Niners 30-28. Patrick Mahomes would be the MVP. I like this. It says it's worth mentioning Madden has been wrong the last 3 years.
Also, sure. they put the player ratings in before the season. So you're playing.
Right.
So they don't know who's going to get there. So they still use the original script from the beginning of the of the season to kind of rate those guys.
I will say 30-28 though. That'd be a good game.
That means it was a good, or it's a game where it's 30-12. It stayed that way, and in the last 2 minutes when they put in all the scrubs.
I know the Pats did it. Like, I'd like to see a game-winning kick.
Yeah, the Pats.
It's been a while.
Yeah, Vinatieri was kind of the guy.
It's been a while.
You knew the Pats would play just well enough to stay in the game, and the Vinatieri would punch it in.
That means no matter what the horse is.
Right, it was a good game.
It's a good game. Yeah.
Unless it's 3-0.
I do honestly, you know what?
True.
Dude, I wouldn't be shocked if that happens.
What, 3-0?
Not 3-0. I think it's going to be a good game. I think it'll be a close game. I'm still not positive whether I think it's going to win. I want the Chiefs to win.
What's the lowest possible score? Because both teams can pretty much score, quote-unquote, at will. They can't, but, you know, what do you...
I'm just saying they also both have very good defenses.
Yes, they do.
So, I mean, I think there's a good chance. This might just be 17-14. Because remember when the Rams beat the Bengals, like I thought that was going to be 42-38.
All I would say is this, and I'm not pulling for either team. I don't like either. But if I'm San Francisco, I say, run the ball.
I think it's going to be a high scoring
the game.
Because both those teams play on grass. Whether you like it or not, I do. Slows the game down.
Sure.
Now you're doing like the fastest show on turf because you're on turf with two teams who play on grass. They can figure out their timing. They're going to score a lot of points.
I was like, if you're San Fran, just run the ball.
Yeah.
All right. Everybody knows Brock Purdy, the quarterback for San Francisco. He's Mr. Irrelevant. What was the last The last person picked in that draft class. And he's still on his rookie contract. So, look, I ain't going to feel bad for him. His 2023 salary was $850,000. But to put that in perspective, there's 20 starting quarterbacks who made his salary before the first game of the season was even over. And 19 of them are not in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, that's the difference.
Also, Ted, think about this. So he makes $850. Taxes dictate about you bring home $425 federal. Then you deal with California state tax. Then you deal with the city state tax. But by the time you're done, if you live in California,
right.
So that's one of the differences in the NFL. Where do you live? What is the
in
tax
San Francisco,
system in your
he
state?
Might have a roommate.
Right, exactly.
In Buffalo, I make $50,000 a year. I got a house.
Now you're bound down to about $350, and that's great money.
He's still $850. I'm not going to feel bad for him.
Oh, I do not feel bad. I'm saying the same, Fran. Yeah, you live like a normal person.
Lamar Jackson, for instance, the Ravens, he made Brock's entire salary just 11 minutes at game one.
Mm-hmm.
Damn. Yep. Patrick Mahomes, it took him 16 minutes. This is the one that kills you, though. Daniel Jones of the New York Giants.
No.
Who had a pretty bad season.
No.
He did it in 19 minutes.
Daniel Jones.
Yeah.
Overpay much, New York? Jesus.
And then they said another 8 quarterbacks made Brock's salary in just 10 games, including Jordan Love, Tua Tagovailoa, and Baker Mayfield. But I will say, though, Baker had a really good season.
Yeah.
He's going to cash in somewhere.
Yeah.
You know what, Mike? I like Baker. Wouldn't mind seeing him out here.
Oh, I see what you're saying there, Ted. Thank you, man. Let's see. Headlines are coming up here. Listening to the Men's Room.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first 2 orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. Passenger shocked that a 787 wing could be fixed using duct tape.
Can it?
Meanwhile, a woman's neighbors are not happy when her legs begin to quiver and to shake. Cocaine dealer is offering free samples with his business card inside. Man thankful he still gets a daily newspaper. Otherwise, he probably would have died. And a Florida man tries to take his pickup truck surfing. It's time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the head lines. Here's Mike Hawk.
All right, our top story, we go to Calgary, where one man was busted with an interesting method of solicitation.
I read his story, and I would have called him.
Authorities were made aware that the man had posted up outside of a local casino and was handing out business cards to his services as a chauffeur.
Okay.
While this isn't anything terribly out of the ordinary, the cards also featured small baggies stapled to them, with a small taste of cocaine inside, Ted.
Huh.
Authorities were able to track the man down despite the false name on the business card and watched him for about a month before moving in and busting him with about 60 grams of cocaine and $1,200 cash on his person. I do like that they surveyed him for a month.
Right.
Hang on, Steve. Go in there and see if he gives you another business card. My God.
Yeah, man.
He's still on.
You got a tissue from a bloody nose, yeah.
Will he do it again?
Yeah. Hang on. God, yeah, he did it again.
Okay, good job.
Let me go back in one more time.
He basically watched, Half-Baked?
Is that what it is?
I mean, that's the plot of that, right? They steal the weed from the hospital he works at, and they go places and just have their business card with a little bag of weed stapled to it.
You think that they only busted him as soon as he quit giving the cocaine? Like, hey, hang on a second.
No, he's not doing it anymore.
You just get a card. All right. Boom in.
I mean, credit to them. Let's wait until we see how much he's got on him.
There you go. Probably waited until he had a good enough amount. All right. Move in.
That's supremely dumb, though.
In other news, an odd story out of Florida, a video was released of a rather bold move by the driver of a pickup truck. At around 9 in the morning, the man was seen driving around a closed gate with a do not enter sign and without paying an entrance toll. He then headed straight for the beach where the vehicles are not permitted to go during such high tides, and he proceeded to drive along the water, in the water, and eventually attempting a donut with his truck. The vehicle did get stuck on the beach for a short minute as authorities arrived, but he was able to maneuver it back onto dry land before having a talk with officers. The unsettling part was that the man was laughing all throughout the encounter with police, saying that he thought that he was in England and asking if he could get jail time for the stunt. The answer is yes, and he was eventually arrested on a handful of charges. Did you guys see that video?
I didn't see the video. I read the story. You know, just, not my fault my truck can't surf.
Right.
Cops are like, you're right, but it's your fault that you're too stupid to know that.
Right. And I mean, he was driving, that thing was, the water's probably up to his lights.
Oh, yeah.
And he's driving broadside, so the waves are crashing into his doggone door the entire time. He's laughing and having a great old time. His mugshot is unsettling.
Yeah.
Like, unsettling. This guy's Joker style, man. Just freaking
out. He looks like the kind of guy that tried to take his truck surfing.
Right. And I'm surprised that there was nothing in the report about him being altered, because that's...
He's smiling. He's having a good time.
Right.
Like, he did not care about losing, what, a $50,000 truck?
Probably. Trucks are going by a lot right now.
I couldn't figure out what the truck was. Didn't know it was like a 250 or a Silverado, but it was a pretty good-sized truck.
It was right. It was a good-looking truck, honestly. Driving it along the beach right there, which isn't unheard of, but still. This guy must have just blown a gasket.
But he drove into the ocean.
He did.
It's one thing to drive on the beach. He intentionally drove into the ocean.
Into the ocean.
What is your final destination? I'm going to Australia.
Cuba.
Right. England. He thought he was in England. When were you in England, dude?
Right.
You're in Florida.
Right.
Criminy. I don't get it. Down to Australia, where a local reporter was the laughingstock of her co-workers as she made an on-scene report. Video was released of the report in which her in-studio anchor set the scene for her on-the-scene reporter, who was obviously in a mosquito-infested area. They then played the video from when they were setting up the shot, in which the reporter clearly has upwards of 3 to 4 mosquitoes on her face, and then proceeds to smack herself in the face on a live camera. She played into the funny on a later report in which she had donned a mosquito net over her face, saying HR allowed her to do it as long as she didn't claim workers' comp for the punching herself in her face. I don't know how they do it half the time. I do love looking at those videos of reporters that are on there, you know, like a lizard jumps up on them.
Yeah,
the elephants are reaching over and grabbing them. The ostriches are pecking at them. Like, you guys, you're better than I am. I don't know how the hell you guys do it.
I'd cuss a lot.
But just in case those stories left a bad taste in your mouth,
thankfully, there's good news.
Over in Indiana, a local delivery gal turned out to be one man's hero. As the story goes, it was 2 degrees outside at 2 a.m. on a Tuesday. A lot of twos. And she was called in to fill in for another paper carrier whose car wouldn't start that morning.
Uh-huh.
She was making her deliveries when she made it to the home of a 60-year subscriber. He's a 95-year-old man. And she found him laying flat on his back in his driveway, hands black, oozing blood from his knuckles. She assured him that she would get him some help. The paramedics arrived 5 minutes later to take the 94-year-old man to the hospital.
Wow.
She decided to follow up with him a little while later, visiting him in the hospital where he was just recovering from a round of frostbite. Nothing further than just frostbite, which I know that is serious,
yeah,
but
all right.
It was that's all he was dealing with. He didn't remember laying there that long, but he had taken a fall at 7:30 the previous night.
Damn.
After getting home from dinner, medics say another 30 minutes out in the cold would have ended a lot differently for him. And Needless to say, he was grateful that she was there to call paramedics for him.
Yeah, thank God.
Indeed. As for your sports, the NFL honors are on tonight over on the NFL Network, and that'll re-air tonight over on CBS later on around 9 o'clock tonight. Hockey's over on TNT. Basketball's on ESPN and Root Sports, and you've got some college hoops on the other ESPN channels as well as FS1. As far as your weather, a little overnight rain tonight that should clear up around 5 a.m. Going to have clear skies on a positive Friday with a high of around 46. That's nice. It for your headlines with that, Mike Hawkins.
It will be a positive Friday. Thank you, sir. The return of Ted versus the FCC in a
Bad Choice Friday.
Yes, indeed. But in the meantime, well, we be all about this bitch. So until next time, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The Men's Room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Aw, oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.